Okay, technology news now. Fevzi Turkalp is here, the gadget detective. How are you, Fevzi?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thank you, Fevzi. Very good. Elon Musk, your friend and mine, he's by the strength of reports that we've seen, this was a $44 billion deal, wasn't it, to buy Twitter. He apparently wants to pull out because of the number of fake accounts, the number of bots out there, yeah?
Yeah, so ostensibly it's because Twitter had made representations that the number of bots and fake accounts were less than 5% of the total. He asked them to prove it, which I think almost by definition, one can't prove how many of them are fake, because if you knew they were fake, you'd get rid of them anyway. And he's using that as his reason slash excuse for pulling out of the deal.
Okay, do we think this is a case of, as I'm sure will be ultimately argued out in the portals of many newspapers and elsewhere, a case of kind of buyer's remorse, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. When he made the offer, which was accepted, at first the Twitter board rejected it, and they used something called a poison pill to try and, you know, reject his claim. But because the owners of Twitter, the shareholders, wanted the deal, then the management went along with it. And the finance structuring for it was such that he was going to use shares in Tesla to pay for it. But I think when it became clear that Tesla shares weren't going to have to be sold, the value of the Tesla shares went down, which made it a much more expensive purchase for him. So the reason that he's giving is that, you know, there are too many of these bots. But
in the interests of balance and fairness, we must say that anybody buying anything has the right to know everything about that thing that they're buying. You know, if you buy a car, you need to know everything about the car. Otherwise, why buy the car?
Yeah. Yes, but what the Twitter board is claiming, and obviously we don't know, but they're claiming that he waived his rights to do due diligence in order to make his offer more attractive.
So this is the nub of this story, yeah, which I guess is going to run on through this week.
Yeah, so it's a bit like someone making an offer on a house and saying, look, my offer is not contingent upon a survey. And then the seller accepts it on that basis, and then the buyer wants to do a survey.
Caveat emptor. What do they say? Caveat emptor. What does that mean?
Buyer beware.
Exactly. Okay, let's just move on to this, because this is a great story. Daily Star ran this week, and very apposite and quite relevant, I think, this week of all weeks. A study shows AI can do a better job than humans at redistributing wealth and resources fairly, i.e. the suggestion there being from this study done by, I think, they call them the whizzes at DeepMind, the implication there being that we should actually let AI govern us and not whoever succeeds Boris Johnson.
Or at least the economy, yeah. Well, so first of all, this comes from DeepMind, which used to be a British company, is now American, unfortunately. They based this upon a game. They made a small game of the economy with human beings sort of playing the game, and then the computer program studied the game and improved upon the performance of the humans. Scaling this up to the scale of a national economy is not a trivial task. So it's not like there's a, to use a certain phrase, oven-ready version of this ready to go. It's the beginnings of it. But it is very interesting, because those very sweet people at DeepMind have made the assumption that the people who govern our economy want to redistribute the wealth across. You know, they made the assumption that this was a better thing to do, and it would lead to fewer wars, right, less conflict.
Right. So what they haven't included in the algorithm is motive.
Well, yeah, just as now, you know, you have these various candidates wishing to become the prime minister. You know, there are very big differences in you know, even within a single party about how they would, you know, how fiscally responsible they will be and how much they'll provide in the way of unfunded tax cuts. So you have to first agree upon what it is you're trying to achieve with an economy. Often economies work in such a way as to benefit the few, and one can't help but think that sometimes that might be intentional. You know, you don't want people taking advantage of a system and you know, not pulling their weight in the economy.
Right, but so the ups and downs of this story is that if you're looking for everybody to get maybe a fairer shake, and you know, I don't want to start getting political in the middle of all of this because, you know, life is too short, but you perhaps need to use some kind of balanced artificial intelligence, and then it might distribute what everybody has a little more fairly.
Yeah, because,
but then well, political objectives are not accomplished with that.
Exactly. Presumably the AI will not worry too much about its own position. It won't be caught with its trousers down and have to, you know, bribe its backbenchers to do certain things. So you would think, in principle, unless the AI develops some other form of psychosis. And, you know, computer programs, AIs develop all sorts of unfortunate characteristics. Some of them become quite racist because they're trained by studying what humans do and say.
Indeed, I think in certain industries they've actually found that with algorithms that they've found to their absolute horror. Maybe they haven't intended, well, certainly they haven't intended it to be that way, but it's turned out to operate in a way that you wouldn't want. Febzy, listen, thank you very much indeed. If people want to get answered comprehensively, quickly and credibly, any tech questions, where would they go?
Come and say hello on Twitter. And if you've got a few minutes, subscribe to the Gadget Detective podcast, which you can get anywhere you get your favourite podcasts.
You're a top man, Febzy. Thank you very much indeed. Helping me for years, Febzy Turkup, the official Gadget Detective. Thank you.